This podcast is part of the Game and Entertainment Network. Visit tgenetwork.net to find the latest episodes from all our shows.
Welcome to the Pixels and Dice Podcast, a show by gamers, for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role-playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. My name's Scormus.
And I'm Beolus.
And today, we've got a lot of things to talk about. Well, at least a couple things. First of all,
why
don't you tell me what you got going on?
Well, as of yesterday, actually, Friday, the Path of Fire expansion dropped for Guild Wars 2.
Woohoo.
And I have been loving every minute of it.
Right on. I haven't bought it myself yet, but I will.
Well, I'm sure. Just let me know when you want to go through, because the introductory living story, it helps to have a friend.
Nice. Or a guardian, right?
Yes, or a guardian.
Anything aside from Guild Wars 2 you've been doing?
Working? there's something I haven't been doing. I haven't been playing Elder Scrolls.
Oh, but I thought you were enjoying that so much.
Well, the thing is it just kind of, I stopped playing and never started again. There's just no want to keep playing. There's, you know how MMOs live or die by the ability to keep players coming back.
Exactly.
I stopped playing Elder Scrolls because I had other things come up that needed to be taken care of. And there's no desire, I mean none at all, to keep go back. It's one of those things where, you know, you've got a whole screen full of games that you can play, all your little Steam games, and the majority of you look at them and go, eh, I don't want to. Well, that's how I feel about Elder Scrolls Online. It's wow. Just, eh. I mean, if I turned it on and actually started playing, I might enjoy it again, but eh. And then, of course, you know, Guild Wars 2's expansion has dropped.
Yeah.
And that's consuming every free moment I have.
That's kind of how I feel about Wildstar, though, is it's a good game. It's fun when I'm playing it, but I just don't think about it. There's mm-hmm. other games that I'd rather play, and next thing you know, I haven't logged in months.
Uh-huh. I know. I have Wildstar sitting on my little desktop, and I don't play it either.
Yeah.
Used to.
And Secret World Legends is kind of like that, too. I mean, although I enjoy that more, and, of course, the Secret World itself, because, yes, I did break down, and I played Secret World Legends, and, yes, I will admit, it is a better game. I just don't like how they took the MMO out of the MMO.
Yeah.
But anyway, I loved playing it, and then the next thing you know, I was doing other stuff, and it's been literally weeks, probably mm-hmm. 6 weeks since I even opened it up. I don't think about it. I'm sure I will when I'm on vacation around Halloween.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I probably won't play it very much. I certainly am not going to give them any money.
Funny thing is, the game that I tend to go back to if I'm not playing Guild Wars is Plants vs. Zombies, the original.
Huh.
I play it all the time.
Wow. Well, that's kind of like I sit in the bathroom and play solitaire, so, you know. That's about the most gaming I actually do. Well, since I hurt my back. And yes, I will. Just so you know, yes, last week's show sucked. But I was in a lot of pain. I had my settings wrong. And so Bayless came across very quiet. And I apologize for that. I believe I have that fixed now. Much like I believe my back is kind of fixed. Kind of. Sort of.
I will find out.
Well, it's going to take months to actually repair, but I slipped a disc between L4 and L5, right above the damn tailbone. And it hurts a lot. So either I'm highly medicated or I'm in a lot of pain. There is no in between. So if I get a little distracted in the next few months while I'm doing a show, just keep that in mind. Yeah, you laugh now.
But I'm not laughing at you.
This will happen to you someday.
No. You're talking about getting distracted. And the whole reason you had to edit last week's show was because I got distracted.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I was laughing, not because you're in pain.
I
might be an asshole, but I'm not that big of an asshole. I don't laugh at other people's misery. Unless, of course, they fall down in a hysterical manner.
Well, there is that. Anyway, so you did mention that, I almost said Heart of Thorns.
Path of Fire.
Path of Fire is out now. You've been playing it the last few days. Tell us about it. What are your impressions?
Well, it's, well, I shouldn't say the whole thing, but what I've experienced so far is awesome. They have improved the graphics by quite a measure. My wife even noticed the difference when she was playing. They've got new technology involved in the game now. There's one of the scenes as you're pulling up to the first stop on the airship, where a rock breaks loose from the top and it breaks into pieces. And those pieces roll down the hill. It looks really smooth and really nice. Everything looks better.
Really?
But
their graphics were already pretty high. You know, you could crank them up really high and get some really beautiful graphics. I'm not sure what they could have done to make that better.
Well, what it is even on the lower settings, your graphics are still better than they used to be.
Interesting.
Because I have an older computer, and so when there's a huge number of players, your frame rate takes a dump.
Yeah.
So by turning down your settings, you're able to bring your frame rate up.
Right.
And so that's what I did. But even running with low frame or low graphics, it's still really pretty.
Nice.
So I'm quite thrilled with that.
So is that, is that just in the new zones or is that in all zones?
It looks like it's in all zones.
Huh.
And one of the funnier things that was going on is I took my mount back into the old world because I still like doing the dailies. You know, that extra 2 gold a day kind of helps the pocketbook.
Sure.
It was fun. We were doing an escort because it was like Kessex Hills, you know, daily you do 4 events in Kessex Hills and that's one of the loot, you get one of the things checked off. And so there's, I don't know, maybe 30 people escorting this caravan. Because when it's a daily, there's a ton of people. So these events get leveled up. I mean, they get scaled up big. And so there's a ton of people chasing this pack mule and it's the soldiers guarding it. And then surrounding that pack of people is a whole bunch of raptor-mounted players. And you could tell who has Path of Fire and who doesn't, because everybody's riding raptors. So, but I mean, the poor centaurs, they're coming in massive waves because of all the players scaling up the event.
Right.
And the raptors all hit the pack of mobs and do their little tail spin. And it's like, dead. It's unfortunate for the people who don't have it, have a Path of Fire, but the raptors were just annihilating everything. What? And of course, you know, you've got that speed boost, so you're able to outpace the event, so you have to kind of hold off and let it ride ahead a ways, so you're not blowing past it.
Now, are you really seeing a lot of people in the game that are obviously don't have the expansion?
Oh, there's a lot of people who don't have the expansion. Really? And one guy was commenting, he was saying, boy, it must suck for the people who don't have Path of Fire, because they must be awfully jealous of us who do have the Path of Fire and our raptor mounts. And there was quite a few comments saying, yeah, it does suck. Stop rubbing it in.
It's just weird. I mean, it's, what, a $30 expansion?
And a lot of the people who have it, their parents aren't willing to give them the money to buy it, or they don't have the money to buy it.
Well, I guess you could have a lot of people that are basically free-to-play locusts that just want to play the base game.
And that's possibly it, too. But the people who said that they were... the reason they didn't have it was they couldn't afford it, is because they're from another country. And they just... getting that kind of money together, it's going to take them a while.
Huh. That's interesting. I hadn't even really thought about that.
He said, yeah, I'm looking at 30 US dollars. I don't make that much in a week.
Now, the thing is, though, is that in most areas, the prices are adjusted to match what people can afford. For example, in Russia, usually the prices for games are lower because people make significantly less there than they do in the West. So that's actually kind of interesting that they would be trying to pay U.S. instead of local.
Because probably they don't want to play on the European servers.
Oh.
So to play on the U.S. servers, you have to have a U.S. copy of the game.
Makes sense.
I'm assuming.
Yeah. No, that would make perfect sense.
Normally, if you're talking to an American and you know they say how much it's going to be, they'd say it's $30. This guy said 30 U.S. dollars.
Yeah.
That tells me he's not an American. He's foreigner.
Sure.
And I have no problem with them playing on American servers because, for the most part, they're more polite than the Americans.
I bet.
And they've got a lot more interesting things to say, and they're generally, well, I shouldn't say that they're generally better people, because that's not always true, but I've had some enjoyable conversations with people from all across the world, and yeah, okay, so they spell a word wrong, or they use it in the wrong situation. But they also speak write multiple languages. I'm not going to complain if they get a few things wrong, and this is like their third language. No. I speak one language, I write one language. So, hey, they're head and shoulders better than me.
Yeah.
When it comes to that.
It's just interesting. Because when you're a common MMO player, an expansion comes out, the vast majority of people just by default buy the expansion. It's just the next step in the line. And so It never really occurred to me how that might be behind.
What you also have to remember, though, is the mega servers are grouping people together. So when it's, you know, like a daily event. To keep things populated, they keep condensing the servers down to one of the mega servers. And so a lot of people who don't have Path of Fire, they're going to be doing those dailies where the people who, most of the people have Path of Fire are staying in the Path of Fire zones.
Hmm.
And so I went and did the, as one of the, dailies, the, Melandru Temple in Orr, what they were trying to retake it.
Okay.
And that's always a fun event because, you know, there's a lot of loot involved and there's a lot of mobs to fight. So it's loot heaven. And instead of the normal 60 people or so doing it, there was like 15 of us. Because most everybody's still in Path of Fire.
Nice. But so
it's much harder, but it was fun anyways.
Well, don't the events scale to the size of the group, essentially?
Oh, they do. But the problem is the temple events have set mobs that show up.
Ah.
And with this one, there's a champion spider that spawns. Three of them spawn during the fight. So if you kill them fast enough, you might get four or five of them. But generally, you get like three of them. And if you've got 15 people doing this event, it takes at least five of them, probably, you know, 10 of them, to down that spider in a reasonable amount of time. That means you have five others who are trying to handle all the other mobs that spawn. And they're all rushing up the ramps trying to get to this device that is trying to take the temple back. So, yeah, for those five, it gets to be rather dicey.
Yeah. Interesting. Anyway, we've digressed off.
Oh, yes.
Tell us a little bit more about the expansion.
Well, the expansion is, like I said, a load of fun. The, like I predicted with that earlier show, with the guilds who are doing champion runs or bounty hunt runs.
Right.
Those started immediately. You walk into town, there's already a commander sitting at the board, and they go, okay, today, well, this time, we're going to grab this bounty, and we're going to go do it. Join my tag, and let's go get a bounty done. And that's what they would do. Boom, grab it, go. Bang, done. Come back, get another one. Bang, done.
Nice.
And that's what they're doing. They're going out and doing bounty hunts over and over and over again. If you want to. Then there were several other commanders out doing hero points. Because the hero points are still worth 10 points a pop. And what's nice about the hero points in Path of Fire as opposed to Heart of the Thorns, Heart of Thorns, a hero point, if it wasn't one of the ones that you could just commune with the holy spot and gain the points, if you had to fight something, it was a champion. Always a champion. And they weren't easy champions. They were, you know, take 5 to 6 people to beat. Now, I almost soloed 2 of them, and I soloed 4 others. Just, you know, you run up there and they're veterans instead.
Nice.
So it's a lot easier for the solo player to hit those heart or the hero points.
That's very cool.
Another thing is if you've already done a hero point in Heart of Thorns, if you did a hero point and you helped somebody else do one, you didn't get any reward for helping that person out.
Yeah.
Because you've already gained all you can from that one. This one, you gain experience, you gain loot. Even though you've already got the hero points, you still get something by helping someone else out.
Huh.
That's kind of cool. I didn't realize that until me and Kelly were doing this one hero point. It's a veteran. He's like one of the priests of Jocko, the undead king.
Right.
And so we went in there, beat his ass, got our hero points and treasure, and We had just started to walk away when somebody else started him up, and one of his summoned minions attacked us. So we jumped in and helped the guy. And I noticed that I got credit a second time. And so we stuck around and did it a third time just to make sure. And yeah, you're getting loot every single time. You're getting a less experience, but you're getting experience for doing that.
Still, it's nice that they reward you, and it will encourage people to help others out doing these things.
Oh, yeah. But the events are, they're challenging. I don't want to say they're easy, because some of them are, but some of them aren't. And the ones that are hard, it's best just to hang off from doing it until there's a group of people there, because you will get your butt stomped. Some of these mobs, especially like the Hydras, they have ridiculously high damage output. And it's not just occasionally they do this high damage. It's constantly. So soloists give them wide berth, whereas the groups, they plow right through the center, and sometimes they regret it. I watched a group of seven get just wrecked, absolutely destroyed by a Hydra, because they just ran right in and started attacking.
Didn't really account for the higher damage.
Well, it wouldn't have been so bad, except it fires off these flaming rocks, basically, and they create an area of damage. Well, there was like four of them all stacked in this one spot, and it just got tagged with two of them, and just all four of them are down.
Nice.
And so instead of the other three remaining, instead of helping the people who were downed, they kept fighting and got themselves killed. Did I jump in and help? Oh, hell no. I sat and watched it from a rise, enjoyed myself.
So you just mentioned enjoying yourself. Overall, from, you know, I assume you're, you know, kind of keeping track of the in-game chat and whatnot, what is the general impression of the community that you've seen about the expansion?
So far, it's mostly positive. There are people who are complaining because they wanted other things added. They don't think they should have to go search for the other mounts. They want to just be able to show up, get all four of their mounts, and move on. I don't know why, but that's their opinion. They think they should be able to just get what they want, and then they don't have to come back. They've got their mounts, they're going to go do something else. The whole point of this game is exploration.
Yeah, it always has been.
Look around. They want you to check out the new world. You know, figure out how to get to the top of this peak so you can get to that vista. Or, you know, so you can get this mastery point. And some of the mastery points now, they've added new mechanics to it. The last one I did, it was a memory game where you had to memorize. It was like Simon. You got four little things that lit up, and you had to repeat the sequence. And then you got five of them. And if you could do the five, then you got six. And if you did all six of those, then you got the mastery point.
Huh.
So it's more than just show up, you get your mastery point, you know. They're putting them out in easily accessible spots, but because it's easy to access, now you have to do a game to get it, which I'm okay with.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the way Guild Wars has decided to go. They embrace the whole, we're going to do platformer stuff, we're going to do puzzles. So that's different from other MMOs. That's fine. That's their thing.
Well, and like I said earlier, when I showed up, I was like 6 hours late because I had to work. But when I showed up, there were people, they had all four of the mounts already.
Wow.
I'm not going to rush out there and collect all the mounts. I want to basically consume the content in an orderly fashion.
Yeah.
I don't want to just scramble all over the different maps to try to unlock the mounts. I don't need the other mounts right now. I'm fine with the Raptor. Get this zone done, then I'll move on to the next zone, etc.
I mean, it's not like they're going to put out another expansion in the next year. You've got time.
Oh, yeah, you got plenty of time.
I never understood why people go and they just, a new expansion comes out. I must hit level cap today.
Well, I did hit level cap immediately.
Well, that's because the cap didn't go up.
I know.
But you know what I'm saying, though? They have to take, you know, go through all the content immediately in one sitting. And if they don't, because they're a failure.
They have to be the first to have all four mounts. And actually, it may or may not be true, but somebody says that the Griffin mount is available. I've never seen it. I've only heard people talking about it. So it's probably not true.
Hmm.
But there may or may not be some truth about it. It was I can't remember which forum post I read it on, but they said that that was one of the mounts they were going to add later on.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like either if it's in game now, then it probably wasn't supposed to be something you could get, and somebody screwed up and a couple players got it.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, they probably stripped it out of them.
They probably will, yeah.
Or maybe the place where they will be able to get it has been added. It just hasn't been activated yet.
Yeah. And we'll see. Like I said, they're just getting started on the living story, so usually they do it in digestible chunks. You get the first so many episodes, and then a little while later they'll unlock new episodes until you finish that season's story.
Yeah, wasn't it they were basically putting out like monthly content or bi-monthly?
They used to do that. Now it's whenever they feel it's appropriate.
Huh.
It used to be weekly, actually.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
It was nice. It was really nice getting new content every single week. But, you know, they're only people. They're going to burn out. You're going to run out of ideas, or you're just not going to be able to meet those goals.
Right.
And so I'm glad they've slowed down a little bit just so that we're getting good content, not just, that'll work, throw it out there, even though it's broken.
Yeah. Because, yeah, if they put it out in a more reasonable amount, they can actually build up a bunch of content and then parse it out while they're working on further content later down.
Mm-hmm. And that's what happened with this expansion. I don't know how long they've been working on it, but it was like, what, 3 months? 2-3 months since they announced it to the fact that it's live?
Yeah, I mean, they announced it in late July, and it came out in late September, so basically 2 months.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. That's also extremely unusual.
And so far, I've only seen 2 new builds that they've had to do, and there are still a few bugs, but they're not game-breaking bugs. One was there was a dead spot in Amnoon that if you rode your Raptor into it, it crashed your game.
Hmm.
Well, they hot-fixed it, and it doesn't happen anymore. And I heard somebody else saying that there was a bugged bounty hunt. And I may or may not have run into that one, but it was... He's a hard champion to beat. We had like 6 of us, and we still got our asses handed to us. But he heals up, and I think that's the bug. because you get him down to like half health and then you turn around and he's fully healed again.
Wow.
It's disheartening.
I bet.
Because getting him down to half took a lot.
So we're getting about that time. Any other final thoughts?
If you play Guild Wars 2 and you don't have Path of Fire, it's worth the $30. I highly recommend it. But mm-hmm. if you're going to go do the Living Story, bring a friend. You can do it solo. It's frustrating to do it solo, but having a friend makes it so much easier.
Well, right on. I'm glad you're having a good time with it.
Yeah, and as soon as I'm done recording the show, I'm going to go back to playing.
Right on. Anyway, so till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Beolus.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.